All right, now everybody act really excited. We're gonna.
Yeah!
Woo! Joined here by our Pro Stock winner, Jake Coughlin, Jr., driver of the Jakes.com Elite Performance Chevrolet Camaro, picking up another win on this 2018 season. His last victory came in Bristol this year. Number 5 qualifier for the weekend, and then you mowed him down one by one.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Bristol win seemed like almost kind of a dam break for you guys. You know, you got through there. You've been having late round appearances with regularity now, and it's going to be a good time to be Jake.
Well, it's certainly not a bad time. We've weathered a pretty good storm, the last couple of years, as I mentioned in my post race interview in front of the crowd there. This elite team has been a lot of fun the last couple of years, and we keep pinching ourselves like, hey, you know, things are going to turn for us. Things are going to turn for us. And, we showed a little bit of brilliance throughout the year last year, but nothing really stuck the way we wanted it to. Made some transitions, under the awning this year, and have really been a threat ever since, quite frankly. And, it's a testament to, Richard Freeman, our team owner, Rick and Ricky Jones, our head crew chiefs on the two cars, and, of course, Mark Ingersoll and Brian Self, kind of round out the crew chief arsenal at Elite Motorsports. With 5 cars competing here this weekend, we had a lot of data. But as Sonoma Raceway does in fine fashion, had an unbelievable surface from Friday through Sunday. We never once felt like we had to back off. Sundays are typically can be a little iffy for Pro Stock. It's our first time really following the fuel cars, and typically in the heat, things can get a little greasy or a little bit loose, if you will, from behind the wheel, and that was not the case this weekend. So that from that aspect, it was great. And the other aspect was seeing 4 wind lights turn on. That felt amazing. And I got to tell you, there's like a delay. I mean, I know when I'm across the finish line, and the clutch is going in, the parachutes are hitting, and you're like, oh, that feels good, and I knew, Derek and I had, just like the run before with Greg, I could hear it, I could feel it, I could see it. We're not supposed to look, we wear these blinders on our helmet, but kind of a bracket racer at heart, so just kind of checking things out, and I was just cracking the whip on the yellow and black Elite Jakes.com machine, and fortunately, we're able to cross first.
A couple of things. First off, I think fans of the Cello crowd here today got rewarded by seeing in Top Fuel, they saw the two racers who have raced each other the most in that category in the modern day. In Funny Car, they saw the same thing. And in Pro Stock, they saw you and Greg Anderson once again. And talk to me about, I guess, that for you, because you've seen each other now on more even footing over the last couple of years than you have. So
I got to tell you, it's a little nicer with even footing. There's a lot of years where they had 4 or 5 hundredths on us, no joke. But and we still seem to slip a few in here and there. But today in Pro Stock, you got to be on your best behavior. And I kind of kidded around post race today. It wasn't my best reaction time race from behind the wheel, and it wasn't for lack of effort. Was trying to saw the tree down each and every round, and was off about a hundredth and a half from where I wanted to be after first round. First round it was great, and then kind of slipped a little bit, and we were trying to improve it. So, Greg and Jake rivalry is we've run each other now for 15, 16, 17 years, and it feels good again to see the wind light turn on. We've run a ton of finals together, and been able to kind of notch ahead of the win list on that. So that actually feels really good. But we got a lot of racing left to do in this 2018 Mellow Yellow Series season. Just a couple of races left in the regular season before we head into the countdown. This win certainly helps our case, the Jakes.com car, further seeding itself into the countdown. There was a time, I think the first 6-7 races, we were, found ourselves out that outside that elite top 10. And, just stuck together and decided, we're going to give this a run and certainly have. And things have turned well for us. And, on the swing so far. We've had a great win today in a semi last week. So see if we can keep this momentum going as we head into Washington.
One last question before I turn it over. We talk about people that are established leavers in the class. We talk about Tanner, Erica, you. Can we start with Derek Kramer in that group? Because that guy quietly has become just an assassin on the starting line.
No, he's always been very tough. And, this year with KB Horsepower under the hood and his team, coupled with, Rob Downing and that group, they've had a very fast race car. I honestly felt like I'd need a couple hunters to stay in front of him. And only had a couple thousands head start and was very pleasantly surprised to see, but made a great run there in the final. We went down that right lane, which we hadn't been in all day. I was really looking forward to a new picture through the windshield because I certainly wasn't killing it out of the left lane. But again, you can't argue with the effect and the results. So feels fantastic.
I sat there beside the computer screen and watched the race between you and Greg. And I'm sitting there trying to figure out who's going to win this
thing.
I mean, and that probably had to be that way for you inside the car.
Yeah.
Putting aside your perfect PR
time. Uh-oh.
Was that the toughest race you had all day?
No, I honestly, the toughest race was the final. Derek, has been, mowing the tree over in the 10 races he's raced this year. He took a couple of them off, surprisingly, and he's already made to the winner's circle this year. So, yes, it was the toughest race at the time. Felt like a final round without question. And then you fast forward about 65 minutes, and here I am next to Derek in the final. And again, like I said, I felt like I'd need, 100th and a half, almost 200s to, feel comfortable and stay in front of him. And when I let the clutch go, felt pretty good. And seeing the wind light come on was obviously the proof that we got it done. But I got to tell you, I'm still... kudos to Jody Lang. He and I had a knockdown drag out in the third round of Stock Eliminator. I knew I'd have to bring my best and didn't do the best in qualifying in that car. And I really enjoy running my Dodge Challenger drag pack car in the Stock Eliminator. And, what a sellout crowd over the weekend. And to ride wheelies to what felt like the 330, and it wasn't, trust me, it was only about 70, 80 feet by evidence of my 60-foot times changing because of the wheel stands, but we had a hell of a run round three, and he's one of the best that's ever let go on the bottom in stock and super stock, and I definitely wanted to get by him, and unfortunately that didn't happen. And he got to the final, so he did a nice job. I know he was wanting to pull it out, but who was he with? Leo
Glassburner
in the final, another tough West Coast ringer. So I'm a sportsman racer at heart. And I'm a big fan of the sport and enjoyed watching all the winners today. And a couple of friends hoisting the wall into winner's circle. It was great to join them.
Congratulations, Jake.
Thank you much.
Hey, if you had been racing...